We're going to chat now with another good dude, assistant editor at Illinois Policy Institute, Dylan Sharkey. We're going to talk about Pritzker's performance. Hi, Dylan.
Good morning, Fawn. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, just fine.
You know, I'm a little shocked that anybody likes his job performance, but I guess there's got to be a few out there, huh?
There's got to be somebody, yeah. So according to an Illinois Policy Institute poll from early January, 50%, exactly 50%, of voters have a favorable view of Governor J.B. Pritzker, as opposed to 47 unfavorable.
So half of Illinois doesn't pay attention to what he's doing? Is that what we're saying?
Half of the people in our poll are in favor of him. And if you're Pritzker, you should just look at this as a way, well, how can I win over that other 50%? It's pretty simple. And in our poll, we actually give him the answers to that, too. We ask people what the top issues were facing the state. And the number one response, more than 50% of people cited high taxes as the answer. So if you're Pritzker, it's not rocket science as to why some other people are on the other side of the room.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could have answered that question, and I don't even live there.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
I mean, this is so obvious that he has to be oblivious to the fact that taxation makes everyone very unpopular. Nobody likes it. I mean, you could have something that's even necessary in your budget. People see the word tax, they're going to vote no, because we don't have enough money to make ends meet. We can't give you more.
Yeah, and in the time since he's taken office in 2018, which, you know, wasn't that long ago, the state budget is up by about $15 billion in spending.
Crazy.
So you have to think between from then to now. Do we need to spend $15 billion more for, you know, necessities costs go up, but by $15 billion? I don't think so.
Yeah. So didn't he run saying that he wasn't going to do that?
He ran saying a lot of things. He ran saying that he would end gerrymandering in the state, so he would, take the map-making abilities out of lawmakers' hands and give it to an independent commission. He didn't do that. There's a list of things that he said he was going to do, but ended up happening anyway.
I just think he wanted his own private chef. That's all I think. I think he just wanted to be governor for that. The fact that he was looked at as a potential vice presidential candidate under the Harrison hopeful administration, I was shocked that she would even look at him with the state of Illinois in the state that it is.
Right. If you look at polling of those other, options that were being considered for vice president, he was on near the very bottom as far as recognition nationwide. You know, obviously we recognize him as our governor, but for people in other states, they look at this guy and he's kind of essentially unknown for Illinois being such a big state. People don't know him compared to governors of other big states. I think that he still clearly wants to dip his toes into national politics. You know, he was elected during the first Trump administration. That was a major talking point for him when he first became governor, so now he's got more rhetoric for that. But I think he might run for office without necessarily running for president. Because, if you run for president, you lose. That's kind of a big mark on your resume. But I wouldn't be shocked if he ran for something like Dick Durbin's Senate seat. If Durbin stepped down, he's 80 years old, and Pritzker wanted to get into the U.S. Senate, he'd win in a landslide in Illinois. He'd win easily, and he could bring his financial firepower to the U.S. Senate.
How in God's name would he win easily? I mean, do people just not pay attention, or do they like being used?
I think it's pretty, for him, it would be pretty easy. You know, name recognition is half the battle when you're up for politics. Money, the other half, so he's got both those, and, easily.
Yeah. Well, the Illinois Policy Institute doesn't care which party you're from. They just tell the truth about you. It just so happens that the liberals are running Illinois into the ground. You know, it was once such a great state. And, it's just taken a nosedive.
Yeah. And he cited that, his phrase that he's used in this most recent budget is that we as a state need to live within our means. We're not going to depend on taxes. Tax hikes, anyway, and that kind of reflected in his new budget. But in the long run, it's going to take multiple years of those kinds of budgets, not just one, to fix these longstanding issues.
Well, you also had 47.8% say they would move if they were able to.
Yes, that's right. So we also have people, if they had the chance, would they be able to leave the state? Taxes and state government, again, were the top reasons as to why. For Pritzker, again, this is just, you can't do as much for the folks who've already left, because, I mean, I'm sure if they were in this poll, the numbers would have been even worse for him. But you still have some people who are on the fence that you could persuade to stay.
I mean, you did have a short time there where you were doing okay, where it was getting a little bit better, and now it's just gone completely crazy again.
Yeah, he, during the DNC, that was also a great opportunity for him to, you know, show off Illinois state, you know, as a state. And, you know, when people came here, they saw, you know, they went to stores in downtown Chicago that, you know, Walgreens that have, like, products behind locked boxes and all these things. And you just, you see, you know, empty businesses downtown. And it was a display for national politicians, but not necessarily a good one.
Yeah, well, St. Louis and Missouri is having the same problem now. Walgreens is closing in the more difficult areas of the town. So I feel sorry for the people who need prescriptions now because they got nowhere to go. And this is happening all over Illinois as well in the neighborhoods that are becoming more and more treacherous. And for whatever reason, I know law enforcement can only do so much. Nobody will talk, but it's like they are depleting themselves of necessities by not voting for people who want to make change. I don't get this.
Yeah. Well, one of the biggest issues is there's just simply not enough people voting. You know, if everyone voted, I'm sure you would see more in the middle, you know, pragmatic candidates in office. But when you have a smaller number of people voting, it leads to more extreme candidates because, you know, the fewer people voting have a greater say in for everybody else.
I can't imagine throwing my hands in the air like I just don't care when half my paycheck is going to the government. I can't imagine not voting.
Right. Or on the flip side, if you are working at a job and it's like, yeah, half the people are saying you're not doing a great job. You know, in politics, it's like, oh, it's pretty good. But anywhere else, you would kind of be scared. You'd be scared to lose your job.
Yeah. I'm always confused by this. Illinois just needs, you just have so much to work with there, so much great farmland, and then you've got the cities doing well, and your entire population of southern Illinois are impoverished. Not the entire, but, I mean, look at Caro. I feel bad for them.
Yeah, and, you know, the reality is that, you know, the high costs are people's biggest concern, but when you hear state leaders talk, they talk, you know, because they're not really affected by it because they have plenty of distance between them and, you know, issues that most of the people in Illinois face. So to them, they're just, you know, in la la land thinking about other issues.
Yeah. So $35 billion in federal pandemic funds and windfall revenue helped for a little bit, but they're gone now.
Yeah. It's kind of like if you ever played Jenga and you get to the very end of the game and you're like, okay, which brick is going to take all this down? Illinois was kind of at that spot in 2019. But when the pandemic started, it was like, okay, we're going to take a timeout, and that we're kind of getting back to the game.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to play Jenga with me because I'm the one who will take all of the ones out to make sure your tower falls on your turn because I'm very methodical. All right. So if there's anything that can be done, it would be, is this Pritzker's second term now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
he's up again in 26.
He'll be done then.
Well, I mean, you have to ask him. He's, you know, floated on whether or not he's going to
for Durbin. Yeah.
Every time you ask him, he's gonna say, "Well, I'm focused on Illinois." Which focused on Illinois can be many things. You know, he could do a lot. But you know, the election, November election, just ended. So you know, the most important election ever is always the next one.
Yeah.
I don't see him making a final announcement for a few months, maybe a year, actually.
Okay. But his public reputation is now set in stone.
For Illinois, at least, yeah. Because, I mean, in terms of national politics, for better or worse, a lot of people still don't know who he is in other states. So, I mean, it's a good thing, it's a bad thing, I guess. You know, you still have opportunity to either win people over or, you know, have half the country, not half the state, unfavorable of you.
It's not like we don't like the man, people. I don't know him personally to like or dislike him. And I had somebody say, why do you always talk so bad about him? Because he's running the state into the ground. I mean, their pension system and their budget, he was supposed to fix that. That was his agenda, and it's worse. So.
Yeah, and you said it earlier, it was the spending. You know, I don't disagree with people, I disagree with ideas. And spending $15 billion more than we did in 2018, I have a really good feeling that if we had spent $10 billion more, we would not be you know, up in flames.
Yeah, $5 billion and $10 billion, big difference. But, you know, when it comes right down to it, if the guy does lose the election and just has to go home, he's still got enough money to live the rest of his life. He'll be fine. So it doesn't really matter one way or the other. All right. If people want to know more about Pritzker's polling, where do they go?
Please check out IllinoisPolicy.org.
IllinoisPolicy.org. Again, they're nonpartisan. They just tell you the truth. It may seem like they're anti-Democrat, but it's because the Democrats are doing a really crappy job. That's pretty much it. Assistant editor at the Illinois Policy Institute, Mr. Dylan Sharkey. Thank you, Dylan.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.